Did you know that Christian Record Services offers free resources and programs for children and adults who are blind? Books, Bibles, magazines, camps, and much more. But how can you learn more about what's available? One way is by visiting christianrecord.org and clicking on the Member Services button. You may also contact Member Services to request a resource catalog for adults or children's resources. The Member Services team can be reached at 402-488-0981, option 3, or at services@christianrecord.org. There's always something happening on Phone Faith, Christian Record Services' newest outreach to the blind community. Phone Faith dial-in presentations strive to inform, encourage, and inspire the mind, body, and spirit through mental health and wellness sessions, social meet-and-greet interactions, Bible games, and prayer time. Phone Faith is by and for the blind community. We invite you to join one or all of the 17 programs happening each week. Learn more about Phone Faith at phonefaith.org.
Listen up, Body Beyond Radio Nation. I want you to tune in right here, right now on the station of the nation. It's the Blind and Beyond Radio Show every Sunday from 7 to 9 Eastern Standard Time. Wake up! You already know what time it is. Let's make it do what it do. You know!
Summertime will soon be here, and National Camps for Blind Children, a program of Christian Record Services, invites the young and young at heart to enjoy confidence-building adventures in nature's at Blind Camp. Individuals ages 7 through 65, varies by location, are invited to visit blindcamps.org to see the camp roster and contact the camp of your choice to register. Again, visit blindcamps.org to review the roster and contact the camp of your choice or contact Member Services at 402-488-0981, option 3, or email services@christianrecord.org. We can't wait to see you at Blind Camp this summer.
Lighthouse Central Florida. That's the place to go. Remember that name. Lighthouse of Central Florida. If you are visually impaired, you're blind, you're sitting there saying, why me? What can I do? You don't have to do it.
At Spectrum, we want all of our customers to have the features they need to get the most out of our services. That's why the Spectrum Access app is there for everyone that enjoys TV. The Spectrum Access app offers audio description to describe the action between the dialogue for hundreds of our on-demand movies and shows. Using the Spectrum Access app is easy. Open it, choose your favorite title, download its audio track, point your mobile device at your TV, and press the sync button. No matter where you enter the movie or show, the app syncs to your screen using the microphone on your device. You can get the Spectrum Access app on any platform. Plus, you don't have to be a Spectrum customer to use it. It's free for everyone, even non-Spectrum customers. Download to instantly enjoy. For additional accessibility support, contact spectrumaccess@charter.com or visit spectrum.net/accessibility.
When you call our advertisers, please remember to mention that you heard it on the Blind and Beyond radio show.
Live from the Spectrum Power Studios.
Live from Orlando, Florida.
There's been so many things that's held us down. But now it looks like things are finally coming around. I know we've got a long, long way to go. And where we'll end up, I don't know.
This is the Blind and Beyond Radio Show with executive producer Lynn Golder. And now, here's your host, Michael.
Welcome. Welcome to your show. Yes. This is the hottest show on the radio. This is your host, Michael. Welcome to the Blind and Beyond Radio Show. Do we have a show for you tonight? Yes, we do. The phone number to call in, which I definitely hope you can do, is 407 894 1680. And by the way, don't you touch that dial. If you're in the car turning that dial, don't turn that dial, because this is the Blind and Beyond Radio Show. And if you don't know what this is all about, well, we are the bridge between the sighted community and the blind community. Before we get started, let me introduce you to players tonight for the Memorial Day show. Tonight, we have to the left, the co-host, beautiful Lynn. Are you there, Lynn Golder? Are you there?
I am here and happy to help present our, I think this is our 10th annual Memorial Day weekend show.
Wow.
Since 2012. Welcome, everybody. Thanks for joining us.
Yes, thank you for having us in your homes. And in his home, all the way from Winter Park, Florida, our other co-host tonight, Big Gary Sinclair. Gary Sinclair, are you there?
Yes, I am. And I'm so glad to be back once again on every Memorial Day show we do. So thank you, everybody, and stay tuned. Listen.
Gary, I was thinking about that today. You've been on every one since 2012.
Absolutely. Never missed one.
And you used to come to the studio in your uniform.
Yep.
I remember that. Did.
In a CB uniform.
And not
my
a
CB dreams.
Yes.
Yep. And in the studio in Orlando, Florida. And that's where we have the radio show from. This is not a podcast, by the way. This is a radio show. If you listen in the car, and if you're driving, you're sighted, welcome. In the studios, the young man who's running the show, he's a producer, he's the engineer, and without him, we can't have a show. Chris Shaw, are you there?
You know it, you know it, you know it. I'm right here in the building and in the place to be. Happy Memorial Day to you, and definitely to you.
Well, thank you so much. Welcome. This is a show. Well, what can I say? It's Memorial Day show. But before we get started, we have to discuss something.
One week of life
change. Yeah, you know, we're talking about May. May has been a terrible month. This is not Memorial Day. This is Memorial Day for the servicemen. But May has been a terrible month as far as people getting shot. Got 10 people who died in Buffalo and the 19 children in Texas, and two people, the teachers got killed in Texas, and the 17 hurt in Texas. What a mess. How terrible, terrible, terrible. Lynn, as a mother, what can you say?
I can't even imagine. I can't even imagine this. If you have any comments or, you know, prayers that you'd like to share, please call in today.
407-894-1680. I don't want this show to be political. This is not a political show. David, Gary, you have anything to say about being a parent?
Well, what brought my attention up is not about being a parent. I couldn't imagine, but I remember the one guy that came on, and when I told about all the shootings going on, he called in immediately. The grandfather says, "I can't find my granddaughter. I can't find my granddaughter." And next day came out, and she was one of them.
Worst nightmare.
Yeah.
The number is 407-894-1680. If you would like to add anything as far as the tragedy that went on in Buffalo and the tragedy went on in Texas. It's a mess.
Oh,
it really is horrible, Michael. Horrible. Yes, Gary.
That grandfather, he said, his granddaughter that day, that morning, said, "I don't want to go to school today. I don't want to." And he made her, says, "You know, you got to go to school. You're going to school today." She almost stayed home.
Oh, wow. I didn't know that story.
No, I didn't know that story.
Yeah. Yep.
So now the grandfather feels even worse.
Oh, yeah. Or worse after he sent her.
Yeah, after he sent her.
That's terrible.
I just can't imagine being a father. I just can't imagine losing a child. I can't even fathom it.
No.
We lost a son-in-law, and it was horrible. But not, you know,
Michael,
not a child. Yes.
If I could just say, you know, let's everybody give a 10-second silent prayer.
I thought of that, too.
Yes, let's do that. 10-second silent prayer. That's all. 10-second. We're going to do a 10-second follow-up. This is not dead air. This is just 10 seconds. You're not supposed to do it on the radio, dead air. But let's just do a fast 10 seconds for the memorial, for the children in Texas and the teachers, the two teachers that lost their lives, and the 10 folks that lost their lives in Buffalo. Please. Just
and their families.
In 10 seconds. Well, that was 10 seconds of Memorial, not dead, as they say, dead air in the radio world. But you're not supposed to do dead air.
You say white air. White air.
Listen, we got Mike from Everture on the phone line who wants to call in and say something. Mike from Everture. Hey, Mike from Everture, how you doing?
Fine, how you doing?
You're live on the Blind and Beyond radio show.
Okay. Hi, Mike, and hi, everybody. I want to wish everybody a happy Memorial Day, and I've been keeping up on this whole thing. I don't want to get political, but I'm definitely for gun control from a blind standpoint of view. And I think, unfortunately, after looking everything over and my whole situation, I think it's going to be harder for blind people that want to work in the public schools, because a lot of people have no idea about how to work with the blind. That's all I'm going to say about all of that. I think that's going to be very difficult.
Well, that's something we never thought about the blind people. If they're shooting up a school with the blind people in there, we just have to hope it never happens.
Right. Right. I don't know. It's sad. We live in such a sad world this year, and it's just, it's not what I was brought up in, and I know it's not what you were all brought up in. But anyway,
The worst part about it is going to happen again. That's until they fix this problem with the guns. It's going to happen again. It's going to keep on happening. This is not over. Not over. It's going to keep on happening. The only type that will ever stop, you don't want to stop. And I don't want to be political. I'm not being political, but I'm just saying the truth of the matter is until somebody, God forbid, the congressman loses their kids or grandkids, that's one of your final stops. If some of the people who are saying no to guns, I mean, they want to keep on having guns until their children or grandchildren are caught in this schoolyard or something with the congressmen or senators that keep on saying yes to guns, until it happens to them, they're not going to stop. They won't stop. But the only thing, good thing was, remember this, it used to be you couldn't stop cigarettes in this country. At one time, the cigarette people, they had lobbies, and it was always you could smoke anywhere, the tobacco industry, you smoke anywhere. And finally, cigarettes came to a halt. Same thing with cars.
Right.
It used to be, there was a big thing about, you know, when you went in a car, you didn't have to put a safety belt on.
Yeah.
Now you do.
Right.
So it takes a long time to affect somebody. In this situation with the guns, it's taken way too long.
Yeah. Yeah. How do you feel about how do you feel about these new cars that are out, electric cars?
The electric cars?
How do I feel about it? I don't know.
Uh-huh.
Lynn doesn't want it. She's the driver.
You have to worry about charging it.
You have to worry about charging it.
Yeah.
You can't charge it everywhere. And they're only good. I have a friend. We have a friend that has
a couple hundred miles.
Yeah, he can only go a couple hundred miles in a car.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. He's got a $100,000 car. Electric car. And you can only go a couple hundred miles in the car before you have to charge it. And then he has to go look for a place to charge it.
Well,
here's the thing. Yeah. Here's the thing about the new vehicles. It's only designed for you to drive locally around. It's not designed for you to drive far distance. It's only to go grocery shopping and come back home and to look good for the moment. That's it.
Yeah, we have that now.
Yeah, because if you think you're going from here to Philadelphia, it ain't going to happen.
I think they have charging stations in Sanford, Chris.
Yeah, they do.
They do, and you can, like you said, but you can only go so far.
Wow.
And it's not
right.
They need to come up with solar panel engines or something so the sun can just beat down on it all day and charge you all night.
Mm-hmm.
Listen, we got another call on the phone line.
Yeah. Okay.
Thanks for calling in, Mike.
Hey, thanks, Mike.
I'm sure calling in.
Yep.
Thank you, Mike.
All right.
Aren't we going to go to break?
Yeah, we got Sherry Brun on the phone line from Orlando.
Sherry Brun from Orlando. I'd like to talk to Sherry Brun. Sherry, you're on. Sherry, you're on. Then we'll go to break. Sherry, you're up.
Hello, Sherry.
Hi, Sherry.
Hey, Sherry.
Hey, everybody. This is a very tough week. First, I want to say
to pay honor to all those who have fought and died to keep our country free. That's what today is really all about. And I think one of the things that was brought up on the news is we need a Memorial Day to remember all these people who have been killed in mass shootings. I thought that was an interesting thought. And then the other thought that someone said, that one of the fathers of a little girl who was killed said, and I couldn't believe this, he says, "I hold no hatred in my heart for the person who did this or for the police." He said, "I'm angry, but I hold no hatred." And I think that,
yeah, I heard that
a really
too.
Big person. I can't even imagine that. I can't even imagine losing a child, let alone to gun violence. And Michael, I totally agree about what you said. I know we're not trying to get political, but when in a state you can't buy, you know, tobacco or get a beer till you're 21, but you can walk in on your 18th birthday and buy a long gun, a semi-automatic weapon, that's just wrong. It makes no sense. So those are my comments, and my prayers and thoughts go out to all those people of both the shootings, the one in Buffalo and the one in Uvalde. And thank you.
Sherry, thanks for calling in, Sherry.
Sherry, I just want to tell Sherry, on a local note, you know Lowe's, Sherry? Lowe's, the outdoor store?
Yeah.
Did she get off? Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
It, somebody posted today, and I shared it on Facebook. Lowe's, they put sod down in the parking lot, and they put 21 white wooden crosses out
yeah.
there.
Wow.
And the flag was half-mast, yeah, in honor of the 21 people that were killed in Texas. Yeah.
That's amazing. And you guys, thoughts and prayers, because my son got COVID on Monday, and I tested positive on Friday, and I'm trying to get over it. But I'm feeling pretty good, so it didn't hit me too hard. Thank goodness for vaccinations. That's all I have to say.
Yes. One last note. This is a better note. Our son Brian's birthday is in a couple days, and he'll be. We're not going to say his age, but he's not a kid. Brian Cole.
My son's birthday is tomorrow, and he will be 25.
Oh, so there you go.
He'll be what?
How old? You said
25.
He'll be how old?
25.
25. Okay.
Happy birthday
to Ray.
To Ray.
I'll tell him.
All right,
I'll
Sherry.
Tell him.
Thank you.
Love you guys. Love you all. Bye. Bye.
Love you.
Bye.
Love you. We're going to go to break. Don't go away. You listen to the Blind Me on Radio Show. Don't go away. We're going to break. We'll be right back.
Hi, this is Gary, and I want to talk to you about Sonny's Barbecue. Lip-smacking good food. And just to mention, we have all-you-can-eat ribs for the best price in town. And you just can't beat that. And it's not only all-you-can-eat ribs. They have chicken that falls off the bone, pulled pork, French fries, beans, and garlic toast. And when you go to Sonny's, don't forget to mention that you heard it on the Blind and Beyond Radio Show.
Hi, this is Sheila. Each week I will present words of wisdom, and I hope you enjoy them.
Spectrum has great news for Blind and Beyond listeners. You can now catch all the news and stay informed with the Spectrum News app. Born accessible, the Spectrum News app has built-in compatibility with Apple and Android accessibility features. When you download the Spectrum News app, you can stay in the know with live news, access Spectrum's portfolio of news networks wherever you are. The live news gives you timely information and breaking news. Read local news articles with coverage from our Spectrum News journalists and local partner publications. And get weather forecasts from our meteorologists, including hourly forecasts and updates so you can plan your day. Best of all, you can even customize your experience by browsing and following topics you're interested in, including local politics, education, traffic, health, and more. Download the Spectrum News app today. Not a Spectrum customer? Download the app and enjoy free access on us for 30 days. The Spectrum News app with built-in accessibility is your community connection, providing stories and information that matter to you and your community. Download it today.
Way up here in the stratosphere, I gotta holler mighty loud and clear. It's time for Blind and Beyond.
Finding meaningful jobs with solid income has been a challenge for many blind and partially sighted people. But no longer. Clusive has changed the future of work today by providing fully accessible training for blind and low vision individuals. When you join the Clusive training program, you'll learn valuable digital skills that prepare you for the modern workforce. Our training system works because Clusive's revolutionary platform was built for and by blind and partially sighted people. Clusive training is free to you. Invest in your future now by requesting Clusive from your counselor. Find more information at www.clusiv.io and sign up for our newsletter today.
Whenever you talk to our sponsors, don't forget to mention that you heard it on the Blind and Beyond radio show.
Live from the Spectrum Power Studios.
We're back. We are definitely back. This is your host, Michael. You're listening to the Blind and Beyond radio show. The phone number to call in is 407-894-1680. 407-894-1680. Lynn, you're up.
Okay. Well, as I do every year, I like to look up and remind myself, why do we observe Memorial Day? So here's the true history of the holiday. This article was in USA Today, actually 2 days ago. So I'm quoting the article from USA Today. No, Memorial Day isn't about a long weekend road trip, backyard barbecue, or sales. The real meaning of the national holiday is much more somber. Originally called Decoration Day, Monday's holiday honors all soldiers who died during service to the nation. Memorial Day was declared a national holiday through an act of Congress in 1971, and it roots date back to the Civil War era, according to the U.S. Department of Veterans Affairs. Unlike Veterans Day, Memorial Day honors all military members who have died while serving in U.S. forces. Ahead of this year's holiday, here are some Memorial Day facts you might not know. As you know, it's tomorrow. We celebrate tomorrow. So here's some facts you might not know. So what is Memorial Day and why do we celebrate it? The origins of the holiday can be traced back to local observances for soldiers with neglected grave sites during the Civil War. I did not know that. The first observance of what would become Memorial Day, some historians think, took place in Charleston, South Carolina, at the site of a horse racing track that Confederates had turned into a prison holding Union prisoners. Blacks in the city organized the burial of deceased Union prisoners and built a fence around the site. Yale historian David Blight wrote in the New York Times in 2011. Then on May 1st, 1865, they held an event there, including a parade. Blacks who fought in the Civil War participated, spiritual readings and songs and picnicking. A commemorative marker was erected there in 2010. One of the first Declaration Days was held in Columbus, Mississippi on April 25th, 1866, by women who decorated graves of Confederate soldiers who perished in the battle at, Shiloh, with flowers. On May 5th, 1868, 3 years after the end of the Civil War, the tradition of placing flowers on veterans' graves was continued by the establishment of Decoration Day by an organization of Union veterans, the Grand Army of the Republic. General Ulysses S. Grant presided over the first large observance, a crowd of about 5,000 people, at Arlington National Cemetery in Virginia on May 30th, 1873. The orphaned children of soldiers and sailors killed during the war placed flowers and small American flags atop both the Union and the Confederate graves throughout the entire cemetery. This tradition continues to thrive in cemeteries of all sizes across the country. Until World War I, Civil War soldiers were solely honored on this holiday. Now all Americans who've served are observed. At least 25 places in the North and the South claim to be the birthplace of Memorial Day. Some states that claim ownership of the origins include Illinois, Georgia, Virginia, and Pennsylvania, according to Veterans Affairs. Despite conflicting claims, the U.S. Congress and President Lyndon Johnson declared Waterloo, New York, as the birthplace of Memorial Day on May 30th, 1966, after Governor Nelson Rockefeller's declaration that same year. The New York community formally honored local veterans May 5th, 1866, by closing businesses and lowering flags at half staff. I was just looking, is that a typo, 1866? Didn't I just say nine? Well, anyway, what is the difference between Memorial Day and Veterans Day? This is important because I think a lot of people get this confused. And let me let Gary back into the Zoom room. Okay, there he is. All right. What is the difference between Memorial Day and Veterans Day? Memorial Day and Veterans Day both honor the sacrifices made by U.S. veterans, but serve different purposes. Veterans Day. Let me mute Gary. Okay, I muted him. That's live radio. Okay, Memorial Day and Veterans Day both honor the sacrifices made by U.S. veterans but serve different purposes. Veterans Day, originally called Armistice Day, is a younger holiday established in 1926 as a way to commemorate all those who had served in U.S. armed forces during World War I. But Memorial Day honors all of those who've died. Veterans Day is observed on November 11th to signify the armistice that ended combat in World War I in 1918. After World War II, Armistice Day's purpose broadened and changed in 1954 to recognize those who have served in all American wars. So let's see. But why is it in May? Good question. The day that we celebrate Memorial Day is believed to be influenced by Illinois U.S. Representative John A. Logan, who was elected to the U.S. House of Representatives as a Democrat in November 1858 and served as an officer during the Mexican War. It is said that Logan, a staunch defender of the Union, believed that Memorial Day should occur when flowers are in bloom across the country, according to the National Museum of the U.S. Army. Finally, Congress passed an act making May 30th a holiday in the District of Columbia in 1888, according to the U.S. Congressional Research Service. So now, Memorial Day is observed as the last Monday of May. In 2000, the National Moment of Remembrance Act, which created the White House Commission on the National Moment of Remembrance and encourages all to pause at 3 p.m. local time on Memorial Day, which is tomorrow, for a minute of silence, was signed into law by Congress and the President. So at 3 o'clock on Memorial Day, you're supposed to have a moment of silence. So, Gary, you're back.
I'm back.
Okay, I was just reading right to the audience about Memorial Day.
Lynn, why don't you go to your trivia about the flower? Okay, we're going to do our first trivia right now. Our first trivia. Lynn's going to do our first trivia.
Right.
Trivia is 407-894-1680. Lynn, you're up.
Yeah, my trivia is a relevant trivia question. Right. Okay, so here we go, everybody. On Memorial Day, what flower? I almost read the flower. On Memorial Day, what flower is a symbol of the remembrance for the men and women who died defending our freedom? What flower?
What flower? What's the name of the flower?
Don't say it. That's the question.
No, that's the name of the flower. What's the name of the flower?
Yeah.
That's the question. The first trivia question is name the flower on Memorial Day.
We weren't out this weekend.
407-894-1680. Name the flower.
Usually I donate. And to the.
Can I give a little hint?
No.
No.
Because it's easy. No hints.
I know. It's real easy.
Okay. Well, don't give any
Don't
hint.
Say nothing. Okay, 407-894-1680.
I hope everybody learned a little bit about what the true meaning of Memorial Day weekend is. Not so simple.
Yeah.
Okay, while we're waiting for to see if anybody was going to win, I'm only going to give this 2 minutes.
Yeah, I don't want everybody.
Yeah, 2 minutes. Yeah, 2 minutes. 2 minutes. 407-894-1680. If you don't know in 2 minutes, we're going to tell the answer. 2 minutes, you guys.
Well, Gary,
the clock is ticking. 407-894-1680. That's the first question. That's the first trivia. Then we'll go to Gary's trivia. Okay, 1 minute's up. We got another minute to wait. 407-894-1680. The first trivia question of the day is name the flower. What?
It's symbolic.
That's symbolic of Memorial Day.
All right.
You know it?
All right, you ready?
Yep.
All right. We're going to go down to Delray Beach, Florida, where I got another phone call coming in. Now the phone line are blowing up. All right. Our good friend Bill from Delray Beach is on the phone line. And I think Bill might have the answer. I don't know. We'll see. But we got Bill from Delray Beach. Bill, how you doing?
Good. How is everybody?
How's Bill? Hi.
You're
Bill.
Fine.
Welcome.
You're fine.
Bill from Delray Beach, Florida.
Yeah. Okay, I think the flower is...
You have the answer, Bill? You think you know the answer, Bill, the flower?
I think so. I think it's the poppy.
That's right.
The poppy.
You got it. The poppy.
Oh, he just won the poppy.
It's a red poppy.
It's a red poppy. Okay, so Bill won himself a Subway. $10 gift card from Subway is coming your way.
Very good.
Bill.
All right, very nice.
Yeah, it pays to listen to the Blind and Beyond Radio Show. Thank you, Bill.
I didn't get my poppy this year. Usually I donate to the veterans.
They usually put a poppy on everybody's shirt.
So, Bill, give you a name and address, and we'll send you a $10 gift card. You think you have it?
Okay, thanks.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Okay, still
glad
give it.
Thank you.
Glad you're listening.
Yeah, give your
address. Congratulations.
Yep.
Okay.
Okay, Gary.
Peter on the line?
Yeah.
Oh, Peter's here?
Oh, good.
Yeah.
Oh, good.
Peter,
you want to introduce him?
Well, let's see what Chris said. Yeah,
is he here?
Chris
Shaw.
Mm-hmm.
Is Peter there?
We have two Peters today.
Peter, yeah, which Peter?
Peter hour one and Peter hour two.
Chris must be talking to somebody.
It must be the first Peter.
Well,
hopefully your friend Peter is
all right.
Okay.
I'm back. I'm sorry. Okay, so did Bill win the trivia?
Yeah, Bill won his trivia. Yep.
Okay.
Yes,
all right. So okay.
He said it was a poppy.
It was who?
Red poppy.
Flower is a red poppy.
It's a red poppy. Okay. I thought you talked about my papa. I'm like, my dad, what my dad do with anything? Okay, got it. All right, well, I got John Stroop from Clinton, Indiana on the phone line, and I got Donna from Fort Lauderdale on the phone line that was trying to get the trivia in. You want to say hi?
Well, John is on the list, isn't he? Anyway, yeah. It doesn't matter. Bill won. But tell
okay.
John we said hello.
Who was the other person, Don?
And Donna from... Donna from Fort Lauderdale.
Donna from Fort Lauderdale.
Maybe she'll win the next
one. Okay.
Is Peter on the line?
No, because I got... Let me get Bill off real quick.
Okay.
All right, y'all go ahead and talk.
I'd like to speak to Donna. Let's talk to Donna.
All right, well, there's Donna. Donna, you're on the phone line. How you doing, Donna?
I'm doing okay.
Hi, Donna.
Hey, Donna.
Hi, Donna. Are you a new caller?
I beg your pardon?
Are you a new caller, Donna, to the show?
No, what happened? I'm just now counting on. I called the first time. It's either 4 or 5 months ago. It's either the end of December or January.
Oh, okay. Have you been listening?
Well, of course I listen. But I didn't think you could call.
Oh, you listen. Okay.
Somebody said you shouldn't call more than every 90 days. You know, so that's why I haven't called.
You can call. No, wait. Donna, you can call. Donna, if you win, you can't win every 30 days. You have to wait 30 days if you win.
Oh,
and, but you can call all the time. If you're not calling about trivia, we welcome you to call all the time, yeah. Number one.
Oh, I didn't
You can call all the time, Donna.
Okay, beautiful.
But now, I have a question for you, Donna.
You asked about Richie Valley, and you told me your daughter's name was Donna. I'm the one that answered that question on Richie Valley. And now I think this is Poppy.
No, we don't have a daughter named Donna. No, that's one thing we don't have. We don't have a Donna.
Well,
but the question is, I would say to you right now, who sang Donna?
Well, maybe she gets the next question.
Yeah, okay. Maybe the next trivia you'll get.
But thank you
so much for calling in.
Yeah.
Thank you,
Donna. Thanks for calling. Thanks for listening.
Thank you.
Right. Where's Peter now?
Okay, so Gary, you're up. Your trivia question.
Oh, you're going to do Gary's
trivia? Yeah, Gary's
trivia.
I have
a trivia question already?
Yeah, your trivia.
You won't get through.
Okay, my trivia question is, and as always, I usually do it on Memorial Day, so somebody should know the answer. It's one of my favorite songs, and it's going to be played when I pass on. Tell me, who is the writer and singer of this song?
No, the writer, just the singer.
Well, he wrote it, song, the song. He's, yeah. Okay, Chris? You're up. Okay.
All right. Yeah, I'm back. Okay. So I was just going through with from Clinton, Indiana, to make sure that he's good, and he's good to go.
Okay.
He's good to go.
Okay. We're going to play. You're playing now Gary's trivia.
My trivia.
Oh, we playing.
Who sang the song?
Okay, got you. Okay. Woo, it's a lot. I got you. I'm with it. I'm with it tonight. I'm on it.
Okay. 407-894-1680. Call in with the prize. 407-894-1680. Vietnam era.
Who is singing this song? This is Gary's trivia. Who is singing the song?
It's Gary's favorite song.
My favorite song, yep. It's going to be mine one day.
So
it was very famous during the Vietnam.
You're saying this is what I'm going to play at your funeral?
Yep.
No kidding.
Yep.
Okay.
For sure. Vietnam, they all knew this song.
Okay, let's see if anybody knows it.
Come on. Somebody's going to call in.
I think it's hard to guess this singer. I know this song, but I wouldn't have known
it's Moishe Pipik and the Five Dwarfs.
Yeah. So, lines should be lighting up. I mean, and you said it was easy, Michael, because you do it all the time. I said, well, yeah. You said, well, you do that every memorial. I said, yeah, I want somebody to win a prize tonight.
Okay. Nobody knows it. 407-894-16. We're going to wait one more minute, and that's it. 407-894-16. I'd love a new listener to get it. Chris, give it to a new listener. Somebody calls in. First, let's get a new listener. A new listener, if you call in, you're first. 407-894-1680. If you're a new listener, you know this who's singing. You'll go right to the beginning of the line. 407-894-1680.
I think we had about time enough, Michael.
Chris, anybody that calling? Chris?
Chris, are you there?
Yeah, I'm here. Yeah, give me a minute, cause you got me. You got me blinging right now, Mike. You got me blinging, so I'm coming to you. You got that hotline bling.
New callers first. Any new callers first?
New callers first. Got it. Okay.
Okay. New callers first. You're listening to the Blind and Beyond Radio Show. By the way, if you miss any part of this show or any show in the past, over 300 shows that we've been on the radio. Go to our blindandbeyondradioshow.org. I'll repeat. Go to our webpage, Blind and Beyond. Don't forget the and, A-N-D. Blindandbeyondradioshow.org. You know, this show is for the sighted as well as the blind. That's what this show is all about. We're here to entertain you. We're here to advise you, educate you about everything, not only in the blind world, but everything that's pretty much going on. It's not a political show, and it's not a religious show. These two things we don't bring up, politics and religion. Everything else.
I'll find jobs.
Oh, definitely about jobs. Everything about jobs. Absolutely about jobs.
All right. You ready for me?
Folks, absolutely.
All right. So I got a brand new listener on the phone line. A brand new listener, okay. A first time caller. You ready for it?
Okay.
We're going to take all a right. trip down south, down to Delray Beach, Florida, and talk with the new listener all the way from Delray Beach, the one and only Dwight. Dwight, how you doing, sir?
I'm good, man. How you doing?
Can't call it so fresh, so clean. Well, don't wipe me down.
Hello, Dwight. Welcome to the Blind and Beyond Radio Show. Welcome, Dwight.
Yes, Dwight.
I can't believe that song's playing, man. That, my brother just recently passed away, and that was his favorite song.
Oh, wow. Uh-huh. It's mine, too.
And the singer, his last name is Greenbaum. That's it's fine. Either Alan or Gordon.
It.
Is that
right? You got it.
That,
yeah. Norman Greenbaum.
Norman Greenbaum.
But you got it right.
Norman.
And my
you
brother.
You yourself a $10 gift card. Yeah, go ahead.
No, it's just crazy, man. My brother, you know, I tried to turn him on to Jesus, and he wouldn't take. But I went back and listened to that song, and it says, you know, it's you know, he's all about the Spirit in the sky, but it mentions Jesus in it. So I think yep. he went to heaven, man.
Yep, that's good.
Now I've been playing that song for 10 years now, and that's what I'm going to play about my funeral.
It's one of my favorite songs right? in the whole world. Yeah.
Yes, it is.
Dwight, you just won yourself a $10 gift card from Subways. You give your name and address to Chris Shaw.
I'm Chris.
The air,
I'm
and
Chris.
We're going to send you a $10 gift card from Subway.
You know what, man? Let somebody else have that gift certificate. I got plenty of money. I just wanted to call in and, you know, tell you I knew the song.
Well, that's fine. That's very nice. So you would like us to that's donate fine. The $10 gift card to someone. Okay.
Yeah, we'll do that for sure.
Was you in the service? Was you in the service?
Me?
Was you in the service?
Dwight, you in the yeah. service?
No, I was not, but I had two cousins that flew helicopters in Vietnam.
Okay, good. And that's a Vietnam song there. Yeah.
Well, Gary,
well thank you so much for calling on in. Huh?
Nice
all right, man. Y'all have a good
you
night.
So good, Gary. That's... You too. And
thank you for listening. Keep on listening. Thank yep, you for right. listening to the Blind and Beyond Radio Show. Thank you so much. Thank you.
That's nice. Boy, is that appropriate.
Yeah.
That's terrific.
Yeah.
That was very nice.
Yep, that was.
It's a birthday celebration, a birthday bash going down.
You're listening to the Blind and Beyond Radio Show. And if you don't know the Blind and Beyond Radio Show, you're turning the dial and you don't know what you're listening to. Well, again, I've said it many times. We are the bridge between the sighted community and the blind community. This show,
you know, Michael, I've got
is here. Wait one second, Gary. This okay. show is here to entertain you, to educate you, to inform you about the visually impaired and blind. But we also want the sighted people to know about us, the blind. I'm blind. Gary, on the co-host, he's blind, and many of our listeners are blind. So we want the sighted people to know that we exist, what we do. We do a lot of things, and the point is. That show, this show, is here to not only entertain you, but inform you. Gary, what do you want to say?
Well, I saw something this afternoon. I wanted to bring it up to. I saw a movie, and it reminded me, and I had sort of ill feelings of Memorial Day is to recognize and remember all the soldiers and sailors and stuff that had died in the wars. But some other people died in that war, too. And they're never really recognized for the ones that died doing what they had to do. That was merchant marines. A lot of merchant marines died trying to get the goods to our soldiers that they needed. So, you know, I just want to throw that on out.
Thank you for sharing that, Gary.
And also the women. Yes. That well, Betty, remember, God, may she rest in peace. Betty used to talk about, because before,
yep,
they weren't recognized originally, when Betty just got in the service. Yep.
All right, we got a call on the phone line. We got Peter from Palm Harbor who got a question, and, you know, he really appreciated.
Peter.
I'm sorry, say that again.
I said another Peter.
But welcome.
Not the Peter we were looking
for. No, welcome.
Right, not the Peter we were looking for, but it is a Peter.
So we got a lot of Peters.
Right, we got a lot of Peters.
Yeah. You know, it was a great explanation, the difference between Memorial Day and Veterans Day and how they're confused.
Well, thank you.
But I still do have a question about Memorial Day. In terms of how broad is it, for instance, there were civilians who died. Probably, you know, like running out and rescuing someone who was injured in war, just innocent bystanders or people who mm-hmm. risked their lives, you know, saving a soldier who was wounded, and they went outside and brought them to safety and then were killed, you know, collateral damage. Are they? I think there's room to remember them, too, even though they may not be.
I think you're absolutely right.
There's always room to remember people, always. But the problem is people don't. You're right, Peter.
Officially, though, does Memorial Day say, don't forget to remember everyone? Or is it only armed people? Or
it's usually just servicemen. Right now, it's only military. Memorial Day is for military. It's only for military.
Okay.
That's it. Peter, let me ask you a question. Are you a first-time caller?
No.
I'm not only not a first-time caller. I've won a card and went to Subways.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Okay.
Yeah. I remember Peter.
Lynn remembers Peter. Okay. Thank you for calling in, Peter. Appreciate it so much. Thank you.
Stay safe. Enjoy your weekend.
Yes.
You know, Lynn, all we need is Peter Cottontail to call in now.
Yeah. So funny. Yeah, meanwhile, there's your friend Peter.
I hope he's okay.
I got something I want to throw up.
Why don't you just tell your audience who we're waiting for, your friend who's 98.
Yeah, well, we'll keep him in our prayers, too, because my Peter, he never misses calling the show. And he's...
It's
Peter Durante, as you know, that he always sings God Bless America all the time. And I was just saying, tells a story about him being a Navy CB, which he was actually in. He was one of the very first CBs in 1943 to be a member of the CBs that were being formed then. Mm-hmm. And he actually will be on the 3rd of next month. On June 3rd, he's going to be 98 years old. So I'm just quite concerned that he didn't call in tonight. I hope he's well, or at least okay. And we want to say happy birthday to him. We just want to say happy birthday. We're going to sing happy birthday to him. My last CB meeting, we had a surprise birthday cake because one of our CBs was a baker and made a real nice cake for me. He's quite surprised by that. So,
well, maybe he'll call in and forgot the right time or something.
I'm hoping. Well, I told him when I was off the air, I called in and told him, I said, anytime when the show's still on, please call in anyhow. So hopefully
maybe he'll
call
in. Yeah, I hope so.
Yeah, Peter from Florida said, very true, about the civilians. A lot of civilians have helped soldiers.
Oh, yeah.
But they only recognize soldiers.
Not the civilians.
No, only the servicemen. Only servicemen. Not soldiers, servicemen. Servicemen.
Yeah.
They didn't even recognize.
I got one more thing, Strutzer.
They did. Wait a second, Gary. They didn't even recognize women in the service originally.
The women nurses.
The nurses. They didn't call them WACs originally. They didn't have women as soldiers or in the Navy. Now they do.
What were you
going to
say, Gary?
What are you
going to
say, Gary?
Well, I told Michael I'm going to do it anyhow. For any veteran out there that's been in the service, we all know our dog tag numbers. I want a person that's been in the military to call in and give me your dog tag number, and you will have a prize. So call in 407-894-1680. You'll win a prize if you can tell me your dog tag number. I'll tell you mine was D111372, something I'll never forget.
111372?
111372.
Yep.
And you'll never
why
forget.
Why do they call it a dog tag anyway?
Around your neck.
Nah. Around your neck. Yeah, there was two actually dog tags on your chain. There was one that goes around your neck, and the other one had a little ring hung next to it. And you unhook that, and they just put it on your toe if you were killed.
Oh,
I thought it was trying to bring the dog out of you in the middle of a fight.
Yeah, but the thing is what I want to do now, because what they did later on, I mean, I had that dog tag number, but then later on, they converted over to Social Security number. Now, I don't know, I was going to ask my son-in-law, Steve, about this, or how they ever changed. But remember, people were having trouble. They didn't want nobody to know your Social Security number anymore. It was quite secret. So I guess they had to change them dog tag numbers for your Social Security and change that over. If somebody can tell me that answer, please call in. I'd like to know that.
Hey, folks. You're listening to Gary Sinclair. Do you hear that?
And anybody doesn't know, I was a Navy CV like Peter was, Peter Durante. Oh, and Peter Durante, that, if you know the name Durante, his second cousin was Peter Jimmy Durante.
And boy, they may not know it either, because you have to be older to know Jimmy Durante.
Yeah, Jimmy Durante.
We're gonna break. We're gonna go to break.
Going to break? We're gonna stay.
No, we're going to break. Don't go away. You listen to the Blind Beyond Radio Show. Don't go away. We'll be right back.
Celebration, a birthday bash going down Sunday, June the 19th at 7 p.m. Come and celebrate with us for the Blind and Beyond Radio Show. Michael Golder's birthday, June the 19th at 7 p.m. We want your ears. We want you tuned in. We want your fingers on the speed dial to call in and win for games, fun, and prizes right here on the Blind and Beyond Radio Show. Tune in Sunday, June the 19th at 7 p.m. Michael Golder's big birthday bash. We want your ears in the place. We want your ears in the mix. We want to hear from you. Michael Golder's birthday bash right here on the
Blind and Beyond
Radio Show. Lighthouse Central Florida does not just provide services to people who are totally blind. We offer services to individuals of all ages with any degree or vision loss, whether you are born with an impairment or develop one during their life, whether it's picking out clothing in the morning or reconfiguring your kitchen so that you can continue to cook in a safe way, going to the grocery store, or just navigating your community in a safe way. Lighthouse can help you remain independent and live beyond the restrictions of vision loss. Serving Orange, Seminole, and Osceola counties, go beyond vision loss. Contact Lighthouse Central Florida today at 407-898-2483. That's 407-898-2483. Or visit us online at lighthousetfl.org.
We want all of our customers to have the features they need to get the most out of our services. That's why the Spectrum Access app is there for everyone that enjoys TV. The Spectrum Access app offers audio description to describe the action between the dialogue for hundreds of our on-demand movies and shows. Using the Spectrum Access app is easy. Open it, choose your favorite title, download its audio track, point your mobile device at your TV, and press the sync button. No matter where you enter the movie or show, the app syncs to your screen using the microphone on your device. You can get the Spectrum Access app on any platform. Plus, you don't have to be a Spectrum customer to use it. It's free for everyone, even non-Spectrum customers. Download to instantly enjoy. For additional accessibility support, contact spectrumaccess@charter.com or visit spectrum.net/accessibility.
Support for Blind and Beyond Radio comes from Lighthouse Works, empowering the lives of people living with vision loss and blindness. Looking for your next job? Join a talented team that values inclusion, collaboration, and excellence when you apply on our website today. Learn more about our current openings at lighthouseworks.org/careers.
Hi, this is Gary, and I want to talk to you about Sonny's Barbecue. Lip smacking good food. And just to mention, we have all you can eat ribs for the best price in town. And you just can't beat that. And it's not only all you can eat ribs. They have chicken that falls off the bone, pulled pork, French fries, beans, and garlic toast. And when you go to Sonny's, don't forget to mention that you heard it on the Blind and Beyond radio show.
When you call our advertisers, please remember to mention that you heard it on the Blind and Beyond radio show.
Live from the Spectrum Tower Studios.
Welcome back. Welcome back. You're listening to the Blind and Beyond radio show. This is the Memorial Day show. Phone number to call in is 407-894-6080. This is your host Michael, who can hardly talk today. That's right. You listen to Gary Sinclair, co-host, Lynn Golder, co-host, and me, myself, and I, otherwise known as Michael. Listen, folks, if you're tuning in for the first time, I hope you like this show. Maybe you can even call us, 407-894-1680. Love to hear from you.
Hey, Mike.
How about we get another answer? We have five more to go.
Wait.
Right, Chris?
Yes, we do. And once we play this one, once we play these next two, we'll just go right into our top of the hour, because that was the wrong break that just kind of came in. Yeah, that was just the wrong break. Sorry.
Yeah, okay. I was wondering what we were doing, but that's
okay.
Like
all right. We're going to go to break. We'll be right back. You listen to the Blind Beyond Radio Show. Don't go away. We'll be right back. Don't go away. You listen to the Blind Beyond Radio Show.